I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance presents The Tempest by William Shakespeare, directed by Henry Warrenitz. It takes place February 24th, 25th, then the 28th through March 3rd. It'll be in the Ruth N. Halls Theater on the IU campus. The role of Ariel is being taken by not one, not two, but three singer-dancer-actors. And we have two of the three with us, Courtney Relier-Spivak and Athena Kopelis. Athena, tell us a little bit about how you relate to the person playing your boss, the ruler of the island Prospero.
Well, Prospero is the one who set our character free from when we were trapped in a tree by an evil witch, Sycorax, for 12 long years. And since Ariel is an elemental spirit not meant to be confined, him setting us free has kind of put us into a little bit of a debt to him. Sometimes we get a little bit testy with Prospero when we feel like he's asking too much of us. But at the end of the day, we really do appreciate what he did for us above anything.
Courtney, I understand that you folks are pretty much in the air during most of the show with a piece of apparatus called silks.
Yes, we've been utilizing aerial silks, much like you'd see in circus training. Our silks are about 30 feet long, and they're these beautiful, wide, stretchy materials that we can climb on and do tricks on. And two of them on the downstage are on tracks where we can swing them across the stage left and right, and then the one upstage center is on a pulley system where we can be lifted up and down off the ground. And it's a full body workout, to say the least.
Athena, how high off the ground do you get?
Well, we have some limits that are put on us for safety reasons.
4 feet is the limit, but some of the tricks you actually have to go climb much higher. And some tricks you even feel safer up high.
Athena, you also play goddesses in kind of a pre-wedding scene. I gather that there's a terrific problem in terms of the makeup for the situation.
A little bit. For our Ariel costume, it takes us about 2 hours to get into costumes and makeup for the production. Playing the goddesses, who would need to be in a completely different costume and a completely different set of makeup, in the span of one scene and having to go back to Ariel in that same scene was just not going to be possible. So we pre-recorded the whole goddess sequence, and we will be projected then 15 feet high onto the silks, which gives us kind of a grander appearance as well when we appear to bless Ferdinand and Miranda.
The two of you really seem up for this production. What do you like the most about it, Courtney?
I think the all-around challenge it presents to being an actor, because it's sort of the ultimate challenge physically, mentally, and emotionally. Ariel is this ethereal, elemental character in a Shakespearean production that we are then putting in the air, you know, and there's three of us. And so there's this added element of being mentally in tune with the people you share the character with and recognizing that you're all different parts of the same character, and you're speaking Shakespeare, and you're doing it upside down.
Athena, what do you like best about the production?
I think it's hard to pick just one thing, but I'm going to have to piggyback off of what Courtney was saying about the challenge that it presents is amazing to be working through, because we can't really focus too much on one thing, saying lines and moving up in the air and still relating to everyone around us. So all those pieces together and just being in this world of absolute magic has been really, really amazing.
Magical.
Courtney Relier-Spivak, Athena Kopelis, Ariel in the IU production of The Tempest, opens on the 24th, plays the 24th, 25th, and then the 28th through the 3rd in the Ruth N. Halls Theater. I'm George Walker.